so prepared last year, and I think just being so prepared last year just drove us this year to be even more prepared.
With the way things worked out, that was devastating, and so we've definitely been really motivated to get back here, so the fact that we get another chance to do that is huge.
So exciting to be here with my senior friends and just being able to experience this.
I'm so excited for our team to have the chance to finally play at state after what happened last year. I think the motivation's really high for all of us.
I love making those assists for my teammates and just get us rolling. It helps us get a spark in our offense.
Horns pass out top to Zoe Miller. Miller to the foul line. Nice look inside to Kelsey Swihart, who banks it in. What a pass by Zoe Miller to Kelsey Swihart.
Inbounds goes to Ashley Mullett. Now to Zoe Miller. Drives to the right block. Puts up the shot through the contact and knocks it down.
Her pass to the left of the foul line. Zoe Miller. Cross court pass to the corner to Morgan Gunner. Her three-pointer's good again. Morgan Gunner just flat out can't miss. In this first half, she's now up to 21. 45-4 lead for the Lady Hawks. I've paid my
dues. Last year, we'd have played anywhere. We'd have played on a back street, parking alley, whatever.
I remember last year, we're down in Columbus getting ready. We're the day before our game, and we get sent home. We were all crushed, and I think it just fueled the fire for us.
We didn't stop just because of COVID. We still individually did stuff. We still worked hard offseason when we couldn't get in the gym, and I think that's what makes us different from a lot of the teams, because we didn't stop. We kept going because we knew we needed to.
Gunner out top of the pass to Zoe Miller. Left wing now to Bryn Mullett. Mullett still with it. 2:18 to play in the fourth. Into the corner. Grabbed by Morgan Yoder. Looking out top of the pass to Ashley Mullett. Mullett dribbles the left wing. They hand off to Bryn Mullett. She'll dribble it out top. Back at the right point to Zoe Miller. Into the corner to Ashley Mullett. Her three-pointers up in the air. Going to be knocked down by the freshman. What a shot, Ashley Mullett. Lynn double team, has a stripped away by Swihart. Putback no good. Rebound putback is good. The second effort by Swihart and a foul. Kelsey Swihart try again. Now a chance for a three-point play at the foul line. Out will be Kelsey Swihart to get a round of applause.
You can see the emotional experience there as she gives the big hug to the coach.
Martin Gunner will check out, I should say, for Tegan Harris. She'll get a hug. All the players are tearing up, and Dave Stabell's fighting back the tears, I can tell you that right now. Gabby Stabell, star soccer player for Highland. Uh-huh. Maybe the greatest soccer player ever for Highland, and of course, didn't play basketball last year, didn't have to come out this year, knew she was going to play a whole lot, just wanted to play for her dad one last time. Bryn Mullett will get a hug from her head coach, Dave Stabell, and Kylie Horn awaiting her hug as well. Zoe Miller is out, and a big hug again from her head coach, Dave Stabell. And the Highland crowd getting on their feet. 3 seconds to go. 2-1 in Highland. Their sixth state title in school history. They win it 45-25 over Ottawa Glenworth this afternoon. Dave Stabell in his 30th year as the head coach for Highland, and they grab their sixth state title 45-25 today as they improve to 28-1.
I love being the coach of the Highland Hawks, you know, more than just about anything. And so I'm really proud of our kids. For them to finish a goal that got taken away from them last year, this group's been with me for a really long time. And so I'm so happy for them. It's just a very emotional, day for me. But I love the fact that our kids know how to finish. And, they're tough kids. They're good kids. Very excited for our group right now.